Wait till you get situated.
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with City of Broken Dreamers, the moment you've all been waiting for. Let's go ahead and get started. Grimm, why are we back in Lakewood? I'll tell you, but you won't like it. Why? Two reasons. One, it's not exactly a high-class place. You saw my old apartment, right? I said two reasons. Second one is the owner. She's not... Not what? Completely sane. Sounds like we'll fit right in. No jokes, not now. We're a ragtag group of fuck-ups, so you're probably right. She won't mind us dropping in? Oh, she'll mind. A lot. But she'll help. Sounds like L... Yeah. Let's get a move on. Alright, we could use a break. The sounds of commotion could be heard coming from down the street. Riots are still on. Best news we could hope for. If the cops have to deal with them, less resources they have to find us. And we'll be harder to track. Okay, just down here. What is this place? The stairway to heaven? You're kidding, right?
Nope.
Betty, you here? Come on, Betty, please. Easy does it, you just lay there. Betty! This is not what I was expecting. I wouldn't touch anything. You don't know where it's been, or want to. Ah, you have returned. Please, is Betty here? Ma'am, it's Grimm from the other day. Right here. And that kind of negative energy just isn't called for when someone enters here unannounced and after hours. But you're lucky I like you. What's going on? Your aura seems tense. Betty, can we please pause the hippie bullshit? Just not now. You're starting to sound like you're muscle-bound. Betty! Well, if it isn't the target, I will say this about you. Horrible aura or no, you do make for an interesting day. So what brings you and Mr. Gibson here? Grimm? Thank her for me finding you. She has eyes everywhere. I don't think it thinks is in order. Gloria and I would probably still be safe there. Oh, please, darling. Someone would have found you eventually. You can't stay off the grid completely. Not forever. Can we focus on what's important? You okay? Fine. No, you're not. What's wrong with him? He just went toe-to-toe with a red moon. You're serious? Interesting is an understatement, Grimm. What did you get yourself into? The shit. As always, so a red moon? A real one? Yeah, one at least. So you have a killer after you, but unless you want a taste of true love before you move on to a better place, I don't know why you're here. We need a place to hide, Betty. Sorry, this is a whorehouse, not a hotel. Ma'am, who's the new girl? Did you bring me a sister? A sister? Honey, did your programming get scrambled? She's... Christ, I'm sorry, you two. The answer is no. You guys should go. Can this one be my daddy? Fuck, Betty, how long have we known each other? Don't make me beg. Do you have any idea how hard it was to get this place up and running? To build an entirely new life? Now you want to hide here? And from whom? Baynard, Falstock, the LAPD, everyone basically. Ma'am, this pretty one doesn't look well. Why can't we keep her? This is just karma coming back again. Your karma, not mine. You need to leave. And Venus, please, no, you can't keep her. It doesn't work like that. I feel for you, I do, but I can't. Brothers in arms, brothers for life. Don't you dare. This is important, Betty. What's wrong with her? I'd say you wouldn't believe me, but this is you. Don't patronize me, Grimm. Okay, she can blow shit up with her mind, and when she does, this happens. Wait, you're serious? Damn it, Venus, help the big lug. Grimm, take the cutie patootie. Let's head out back. Thank you for the new daddy, Grimm. When I can walk right, I'm going to kill you, Grimm. Noted. Come on, Gloria, let's get you more comfortable. And you said I was insane. Where did she come from? Corporate black site? Nah, the rich part of town. Well, bring her in. The couch is fine. Thank you, Betty. There you go. Grimm. Excuse me, ma'am. The large one appears to be in some distress. Ah. Henry? What is it? Henry passes out, crashing to the floor. Shit. Henry, wake up. What's wrong with him? How the fuck should I know? Christ, he isn't breathing. In the locker, there are medical supplies. Grab them. On it. Betty begins to perform CPR on Henry. Quickly! Holy. Wrong locker, darling. We need to talk about this after. The right locker. Perfect. Got it. Quick. Get the epi-hypno. Get the epi-hypo. Hypo. Okay. That should give him a nice jolt to the system. Venus, honey, watch the girl, will you? Yes, ma'am. Fuck, I hope this works. His skin is practically bulletproof. I deal with Milchers in here, sweets. That sucker is tungsten. Good luck breaking it. Now try his neck. Hope I'm strong enough to push it in. Phrasing, dear. Fuck me, it's no use. Venus, dear. Yes? Run emergency protocol, code blue. Of course. Loading protocol. Syringe. With a sharp downward jab, Venus plunges the needle straight into Henry's chest. Holy shit! Anything else? No, dear, thank you. Damn it, Henry, wake up. Why isn't it working? Give it a second. Henry's body jerks as he sucks in a gasp of breath.
Wouldn't that be messed up? Some freak is like, I want to role play, and just comes up with a code blue, and then she just rips
it. Right. He appears to be alive, ma'am. Yes, good job, Venus, dear. Glad I created that little protocol for you. Grim, what's happening to him? I'm not sure. It has to be because of this. A Gen 1? Shit, I thought they were extinct. Should have figured it out just from the size of him. You have strange friends and stranger enemies. Friend? It didn't start that way, but yeah, I guess so. We tried to kill each other the first time we met. But he's more an honest man. He's more honest a man than anyone I've met. And he has a simple mission in life, the same one I do. Which is? Keeping her safe. What's the pretty one's name? That's Gloria, sweet kid, unless she's blowing you across the room by accident. How does one perform fellatio by accident?
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Sorry, she still needs work. She's
slippery floors, open mouths. It's bound to happen, you know.
She's stuck in princess mode right now. What about tall, dark, and handsome here? Handsome? No love for me? Pfft, you're a decade too young, and besides, you're not my type. Plus, look at him! I'm sure he'd be flattered. He may be out of the woods for now, but he still needs a doctor. I know one, but it's too hot right now to go and get her. Let me handle that, darling. She reminds me of my Cherry 2000. The usual bustling commotion rings outside of Katie's hotel. Is this the location? Just another block, dear. Phew, are they letting those things walk around now? That's it, darling. Thank you. You see how the real woman was upset about the robot woman? Yeah. How dare they let those things walk around? Damn it, Gus, your results don't make a lick of sense. How did she not have any side effects from that sedative? A knock on the door startles Katie. Under her breath, oh crap, the knock is repeated. Oh, Grim, that better be you. And a gruff voice, excuse me, I'm busy, come back later. Katie, it's me. It's about time. Katie, I need your help. Grim, what's wrong? Gah, who are you? My apologies, miss. It was not my intent to frighten. Answer the question. Who are you? I don't know anything. My owner has requested your service. Not interested. My presence caused you to drop your belongings. What are you doing here? What do you want? Who? Wait, you're that Venus thing plastered everywhere. Yes, I was activated just recently. I'm not interested in what you're selling. My regulations state that I am not allowed to sell my services outside of pre-approved establishments. I believe you dropped this. Thanks, I guess. Again, your services are required. For whom? Through Venus, you speak. Katie, a few days ago, before we went in the Lakewood together, a little boy got pus all over you. Grim? Yeah, it's me. We need your help. Fast. Henry is hurt pretty bad. This is insane, and I just put my clothes in the laundry. Whatever. Take me to them. Boy, she really gets
saddled. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to help save a life, but I have laundry to do.
That's just like a woman.
Followed by a home-cooked meal.
She's stabilized for now. The surgeon is looking over her scans as we speak. Any permanent damage? I can't say, but she's out of danger for now. I understand. Thank you. Victoria lets out a sigh of relief as she looks down at Ellen. Ellen, why were you even there? Why did Grimm drag you into this? If that idiot wants to get himself killed, that's his own business, but... damn him. Will she survive? Yes. I have to admit my surprise to your concern. I could say the same, and yet you saved her. She wasn't a target. Her death would accomplish nothing. No, that it wouldn't. Wow, the guy's got morals. I suppose you still have some humanity after all. There, you are wrong. And why is that? I sacrificed that part for my country and my people. A country that no longer exists and people who are left scarred and scattered. You, on the other hand, sacrifice the same for nothing of true value. You know nothing about me. You're an augment, second generation. Did you think I could not tell? Your predecessors, like this Gibson, they did what they did to combat us. They became monsters to support their government's cowardice and greed. But for them, it was a greater cause. You did it for personal profit. Bit hypocritical, aren't you? You aren't doing this for free. No, I do this for simple reasons. My wards need food and shelter. And doing this, I can hunt down a surviving augment. So it's revenge for your burned nation? Revenge is nothing but the tantrum of a petulant child. No, this is closure. And for that, I go along with your farce. Farce? No need to continue with the lies. I saw the girl's power myself. You're the second person to tell me that in the last day. What kind of power? She flung me and your friend from the walkway as if we were nothing. Wait, back up. She threw you off the ledge? That's impossible. One would think so, yet it occurred. But how? Unknown. It happened quite quickly. She screamed and I was gone. I thought I might get answers from you. I'm not at liberty to share that information. I see. You had no idea at all. Interesting. In either case, I was neither informed nor prepared for her. I shall not make the same mistake twice. As I said, I... don't lie to me again. I realize that's like breathing to you. Know this, I will not be so forgiving in the future. Are we understood? I do. I don't think so, Miss Shields. I'm not your puppet to control. Pass that message on to your superior. Meredith, you're playing with fire. Back at the Stairway to Heaven. Here we are. One on Earth. Welcome to my home. The Stairway to Heaven is the premier lounge for the pursuit of erotic delights. It's, nice. Thank you. Do you sleep in one of these too? I was told you were curious, but yes, sometimes. Your friends are out back, if you will follow me? Yeah, lead the way. Grimm, please tell me you're here. Yeah, Katie, back here. Jesus. Delivered as promised, ma'am. Good work, Venus. I used my voice modulation for the first time, ma'am. Aren't you proud? Of course, Venus, but we can talk later. Now stay out of the way, unless our new friend needs help. Yes, ma'am. Grimm, she scared the bejesus out of me. I thought it was you. Forget it. Okay, Henry, let's take a look at you. Ugh. What happened to him? He took some bad hits. We got him here, and then he dropped like a rock. We had to resuscitate the big guy. Okay, Henry. I'm gonna take a look. Grimm, you resuscitated him? How? With a shot of adrenaline. Okay, that should be fine. If you feel really tired now, Henry, that's why. Ugh, it's my limiter. It was already starting to break down. Your what? Back here. Keeps my body from tearing itself apart. Interesting. This is gonna be more complicated than I thought. I'll need some time with this. Henry, I'd like to take you out front. Can you move at all?
A bit, sure.
Okay, good. Just take your time. Grimm, if you get a chance, meet me out front, okay?
Will do, Doc.
Okay. So now we're at a point where we can do many, many things.
Okay.
Check on Gloria, search lockers, talk to Betty, talk to Katie and Henry.
Well, let's work our way down, I guess.
Venus hums as she brushes Gloria's hair. How's she doing? Unknown. She's very quiet. Heh, like a mouse. I've never heard that before. What is she like? Will she like me when she wakes up? Well, she may be a bit taken aback at first. I like her. She even looks plastic. But why? Well, you're not like most, Venus. Just give her time to adjust and I'm sure you will get along. She's surprisingly optimistic, especially considering everything she's been through. Fantastic. I hope we can be friends, just like sisters. Yeah, hopefully you can. It could be fun. I hope so. I always wanted a sister. You were born a few days ago. And? Never mind. Grim, just keep her... Excuse me. Just keep her comfortable for now. I will. Let's see what other crazy stuff you have in here. Betty may not be pleased. Can't help it. Sorry. Possible clue.
Hey, everybody!
That's so much like a robot, though. I can't help it. Sorry. What's this? An older data disk. It is encoded, but with time, I can decrypt it. Might be useful. Do it. Hey, Betty. Sorry about dropping this on you. Well, at times, the spirits work in strange ways. Heh. Still, I know this is the last thing you asked for. Grim, I may have some ears on you. But even so, you never counted me out back in basic, even if everyone said I was too old to start. Pretty sure I was staying here outweighs that by miles. Doesn't matter. You helped me back then. Even if it was just encouragement, that's what I needed. And right now, what you need is a place to hide. I call that even, almost. Besides, I think if I kicked that girl out, Venus may have literally blown a fuse. So you do realize she's just a bot. I'm not insane, Grim. I won't have that negativity around me, you hear me? Noted. Your house, your rules. Good. Now here's a key card, room 108. It's nothing great, but it's clean. Thanks. Tell me it has a bed? Yeah, of course. Look around. What kind of place do you think I run here? Fantastic. Sleeping in chairs and couches is starting to take its toll. Well, thank me when you get up. I have something I need you to do for me. Without my ride, it may prove tough. Let me handle that. Just take it easy tonight. I'll explain in the morning. No problem. Thanks again, Betty. Okay, Henry, let's see what's wrong here. First, has it caused you problems before? Yeah, but not like this. Like what, then? Headaches, mainly. Sometimes it gets hard to control my strength for a few minutes. How do you handle it? We learn how to handle ourselves in the field, self-maintain. Small fixes here and there. But after taking a blow like that, I don't know, it feels worse. How long since you saw a specialist? 3 years? We'll figure it out. I mean, how hard can it be, right? Everything going okay? Yeah, this thing may be old, but holy cow, the components alone are worth a fortune. Now, Henry, sit still and no talking. I just want to run a few quick tests. This tech is crazy. I've heard of some of it, but half of it still isn't cleared for regular use. Have you ever seen anything like it before? Yeah, to a degree. Something similar is used for severe spinal damage, but it's nowhere near this complex. I mean, it uses nanotech. Do you have any idea how hard that is to acquire? Yeah, that makes it hard to Hey, quiet, mister. If you talk, it will screw up the scan and who knows what else. Thank you. Now just stare forward. Need any help, Katie? Yeah, actually, keep an eye on his pupils, looking for any rapid expansion. Yeah, I can do that. Anything? All looks normal to me. Okay, let me crank this up. Henry, nod your head if you feel discomfort. Anything, Grim? Everything looks normal. Okay, let's try this. You hear a spike go off from Katie's monitor. I'm so glad you didn't eat today. That could have been so much worse. Grim, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, obviously. Grim, maybe you should go clean up. Try not to puke on Katie, please. I'll do my best. He seems to have done a number on you, sir. Sam, not now. Sorry, sir. Poor timing. May I suggest you relax and try to take your mind off things? So, you care for me now? Even when you tell me to shut it, you know I do, sir. Well, I'm glad I have one friend in this world. That's why you purchased me.
Yep. Friends can be bought.
Who are you? Where the hell am I? Get back. Gloria, you're up. I'm Venus. You can be my new sister. I always wanted a little sister. What? Stay away from me, whatever you are. It's okay. Let me hold you as a big sister should. Back off. As you walk around the corner, you hear a scream from Gloria. That's not good. With a crash, Venus is flung across the room. Shit, Gloria, it's okay, calm down. What the hell is that? Where the hell am I? That, was Venus. I think I killed her. Oh, God. Don't worry, she's a bot. Thank God. Still, if Betty sees this, she's gonna murder me. Ah, here, one second. Betty? She owns the joint. Well, this doesn't look too bad. Maybe you just knocked her head out of place. Let's pray it's an easy fix. Wow, you know how to repair bots? Nope, but I better try or a crazy hippie will kill me. This Betty person that scary? Only when you don't want her to be. I think I saw a toolbox in one of the lockers here. You're far left. Grim, where exactly are we? Yeah, look, it's safe for the time being. Damn, you did a number on her. Sorry. What happened? I never had a sister, but I don't think sisters try to hug the way she does. Well, her head turned back pretty easy. She feels real. This is really weird. Heh, yeah. Help me get this off. Pretty sure a reset is on her back. Holy. Stop staring. I would, but, like, wow. Then keep staring, but hand me that Phillips head there. Pointy one, right? Aren't they all? Right. The one with the cross, then. Here you go. You know your stuff. Yeah, Henry said I should be good.
This pointy thing with a cross. You're a true mechanic.
Henry said I should be good with my hands. Taught me some stuff on Papa's cars. It's just a screwdriver, you know? Heh. Still, did it stick with you? Just the basics. Oh, where's Henry? He's fine. Doc has been keeping an eye on him. There, that should work. So what do you remember anyway? I remember we were attacked. Then we ran downstairs, but after that, it's a blur. So you don't remember that guy that Henry squared off against? No, I remember a humid, loud, and dark place. That's it, really. I don't want to scare you, but whoever it was, he's just as strong as Henry. Another augment? Ask Henry, he'll explain it better. Alright, fine, be that way. Just not my place. There, I think that should work. Reboot, successful. We have to show Ellen. Venus, can you leave us? Of course, would you like me to fetch you anything? No, it's fine. What's going on, Grim? Come sit down on the couch. Tell her, but leave out her involvement. Tell her everything, or lie to her.
Tell her everything? You might want to say before we...
No, we can always go back. You know how it lets you go back. Gloria, what happened? Oh, no. Grim, just tell me. We were underground on a bridge and you lost control. Henry was about to die. You saved us, but Ellen, she was right next to you. You pushed her off the landing. Huh? I hurt her? It wasn't your fault. How bad is she? I don't know. It's not good enough. How can you not know? She fell, so I lost sight of her. We had to get you to safety. You left her there? We didn't have a choice. Ellen was my friend. If I had a chance, I would have taken it. You said was, so she's dead. I hope I'm wrong, but I... You don't have to say anything else. Are you gonna be okay? No. It wasn't your fault. Shut up. Everyone keeps saying that, but it's true. It's not true. It was my fault. All this is my fault. Just go away, please. Gloria, you can't take this all on yourself. It'll tear you up, trust me. I said go. Fucking hell. Sir, you need to sit. You're right. Did you want to talk? I can load a psychologist profile. Are you kidding me?
I do need to sit.
It may help, sir. I appreciate it, Sam, but I'll pass. Sam, I'm gonna go stir crazy. You have anything for me? There was activity at Miss Shields' apartment. Would you like me to play it? Anything important? It's nothing pertaining to our situation, if that's what you mean by important. Whatever, play it. Playing last message from Meredith White, as instructed. Hello, Victoria. No need to return this call. This is simply a status update on our current negotiations. The chief arrived with a spring in her step. Even if she didn't rave about your time together, I would know she was pleased with you. We have her on the hook. Now all we have to do is finish reeling her in. Her current objections are akin to those of a demure schoolgirl on prom night. She knows what she wants, but doesn't care to admit it. I knew you wouldn't let me down, dear. She wants to see you again. I told her you were at her disposal tomorrow. One encounter with you can be pleasant, but two, that is a burgeoning addiction. Again, very good work. Take the rest of the day off. Let's close this deal tomorrow. Sam, turn this off. Are you sure, sir?
Keep watching.
Where did the audio go? No receiver in the room, sir. I can only route the message from Miss White. No problem, Sam. Victoria gently sets her glass of wine down on the side of the tub. Lifting herself, Victoria stares into the calm water.
How'd they get a camera there?
Fuck me. I told you it did not pertain to our situation. After knocking the glass away, Victoria becomes still and stares ahead. Shut it off. Are you certain? Yes, I've had enough of this horrible shit for one day. Of course, sir, I'll leave you be. No, Sam. Wait. Yes, sir? Can you tell me about Ellen's family? She never mentioned anything to me. Checking. Her mother is alive. Father deceased. Only child. Tell me about her mother. Yasuko Lane. Born 92, Portland, Oregon. Married Michael Lane in 2014. Currently residing in Bloomington, Idaho. Idaho, huh? What happened to her father? He died due to complications from leukemia in 2021. Anything else? So much for no more depressing shit. Sorry, sir. Will there be anything else? That's fine. Wait, sir. That data chip you found is just finished processing. And? It's a VR simulation, sir. The room is a VR set. I could hook you in if you wish? With your special choices, no thank you. Special, yes, but not in that fashion. Also an AI, not a live connection. It would be good for you, sir. On the dresser to the left. Nothing funny this time, Sam. I promise. Fire it up. Sam, there's nothing here. Sam? Odd, fucking Sam. Take a seat, Jake. Name's Grim, actually. Oh, sorry about that. Grim, if you don't mind, you should get comfortable. Well, I'm here. Now, can you show yourself? Hold on to your horses, Grim. I thought it was hold your horses. Hold your horses, Grim. I'm on my way. Out here. Holy shit. Okay. Oh. Sorry, sometimes I like coming in with a big entrance. You don't say. Wait, do I know you? Huh? You do seem familiar, I just can't quite put my finger on it. I know I've seen you before. Well, the name's Carly. It's good to meet you. You as well. Sorry, I don't want to pry, but... You're trying to hide it, but I can see pain behind those eyes. You're just an AI. Ignore that fact, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're here. Take it from me. Sometimes we need to set aside our pain, even if just for a moment. Otherwise, we drown in it. So what do you say? I think I'll take you up on that offer. I'll try my best to make sure you don't regret it. So, like what you see? I do. Fantastic. Now, whatever troubles are outside here, forget them. It's just us. Nobody else exists. Sam, you did load a psych profile, didn't you? Shh, what did I say? Just enjoy the moment. Right, sorry. That's okay. Now you, get over here. Give me your hand. Huh? Strong, former cop, military? Military, and you? A detective. Really? Sure am. Hell, we probably have a lot in common, you and I. I'm thinking this is actually... Okay. For those of you who are aware, you're starting to see a link between Depraved Awakening, which was his detective game, the first one he released. Huh. And there's a very good chance that this detective has something to do with that game, and this is kind of a crossover moment between them. Yeah. Now, and he's actually making a joke. He's like, we have a lot in common, you and I. They were both made by the same person.
Yeah.
Let's take this slow. You may be the sexiest detective I've ever met. It helps with the job. Now, would you like to do some investigating? Hold on. I think she is in... Okay, guys, for those of you that know, put in the comments. Yeah, that's from Depraved Awakening, because it's been a while since I've played it. We do plan to go back into it. I just, you know, completely lost track of time. But, yeah. Yeah, sure. Poor joke, I take it. Stick with sexy, but I'm still taking you up on that offer. Well, pick your poison. You're like something out of a storybook. Maybe I am. Now come here. Oh, you're not the only one who has been infatuated with those. Go ahead, feel. I'm sure I'm not. I bet you want to see what's underneath. I do. Now let's just take this off. The tease is my favorite part. Soon, I promise. Now, out of all the compliments I get about my body, can you guess which seems to turn the most heads? From what I've seen so far, I have to go with that nice ass of yours. This ass, you say? Is it as good as people say? Yeah, that and more. Heh, men. I guess I can't blame you. I do flaunt it. And don't stop. I wasn't planning to. I love a man that takes his time. If you like that view, you're gonna have an unforgettable time. Soft and firm, you're perfect. A natural gift.
Let's go, pussy. Let's see if it's Arby's or if it's...
Now come here. Looks like you're already warmed up for me. Phew, I wouldn't have thought of you... as what, a sexual creature? A girl with class can also be naughty, Grim. Now taste me. You don't have to ask me twice. I can feel your warmth from here. Damn, Sam, these have really improved. Just be quiet and let me enjoy this. Your head glides down to her warm nether regions. Your tongue pushes through her lace panties. That's it. Fuck me. More men could learn from you on how to please a woman. God, this is gonna be fun. Aren't you glad you did this? Wait, don't answer. Just keep going. Oh, shit. I think we're gonna have to please you soon enough, otherwise it wouldn't be fair. I've never had anyone quite like you in one of these. I guess I'm special.
Legs.
I really like these stockings. Ah, man of culture. So few have the appreciation for them. Such a shame. I myself really do love the leggings.
I am a fan
of leggings. How can you not like them? A touch of elegance, but incredibly sexy. That's exactly what I think. I mean, how can anyone not appreciate these? Right! Come on, guys! I know, right? A lost love for the finer things. The seam along the back always did it for me. Just like an old black and white film. Exactly. Now, Grim, before the real magic begins, did you want to explore anywhere else? There isn't anywhere else we haven't explored.
Let's get those clothes off.
I want to see all of you. Do you now? I think we can do that, but you sit and enjoy the show. For this show, we're missing just one thing. And what's that? With a flash, a long metal pole suddenly appears. Oh, okay. This should do just fine. Neat trick. I try. So you ready? Heh, take it off. Oh, rowdy are we? I guess I'm doing everything right. That you are. Now watch and see what a pro can do. Carly hops onto the pole and slides down slowly while gyrating her succulent breasts before you. Now that is talent. And these, well...
Her breasts aren't falling like they would in real life.
And these, well, they are God-given. Do you think he did a good job? I'm not a religious man, but goddamn. God damn, I'll accept that. Or a Jesus H. Christ. We still have one last thing to unwrap. Hopping down off the pole, Carly grinds her juicy buttocks against the metal of the pole behind her. The main event is coming soon.
When you think of a juicy buttocks, if the literal term does not sound sexy at all. What you eat, girl? Your buttocks is juicy right now, and I don't know what it's coming from.
Thanks for ruining the moment. We won't need those where you're headed, just in the way. Do I have you at full attention now? That and more. Fantastic, I can do this all night. Just let me know when to stop. Phew! Alright, I need you now. Right now. And I think it's time we fuck like rabbits. Alright. Anal till completion. Well, let's do the whole nine yards, folks.
Yep.
Now I can sit. Mind if I take the chair? Be my guest. Oh, don't walk away. You get back here. You're ready for me, aren't you? Oh, I'm pretty sure of that. Good. Now, first a little taste. Mmm. Now the magic. Carly takes you into her mouth. Soft sucking noises come from her as she effortlessly takes nearly your whole length. Fuck, you're so good at that. With her
what,
mouth
her vibration pulled. Function kick in or something?
Vacuum cleaner. Vacuum cleaner. Now we can take that to another level. Or how about something else?
Deep throat. Yeah.
I want to see how good you really are. You're in for a treat. Let me get in a different position. Like, this should make things a bit easier for you. Should let me take you quite deep. Does that work for you?
Yep.
Now don't be shy. Let's just say I'm a pro at this. I'm trusting you. Oh, trust me. Now feed into me nice and slow. Then you can speed up. Yeah. Damn, how far? Fuck me! You slide your manhood to the base of her throat. She takes it all without complaint. Wow. You are taking it far too easy. Don't worry. I enjoy it. Oh, wow. With ease, you slide back and forth in her throat. She engulfs you without effort. You're fucking perfect. I've heard that line before, but I appreciate it. Thank you. I can see it in your eyes. You want to know what it feels like to be inside me. Whoa. A girl can get a bit dirty from time to time, can't she? Just adds a touch of spice. Now get over here and fuck my brains out. Holy shit! You like those, don't you? We can have fun with them later. I'd like that. No more stalling, get inside me. I thought you liked the tease. Only when the roles are reversed, handsome. That's right. Further, a bit more. Oh god, yes, that's it. You push deep inside her while her legs squeeze against you. Fucking damn, you're just what I needed. Glad to be of... Oh, service! Yes, fuck me. Don't you dare stop until I come. Hopefully I can... You can do it! Oh, fuck me, here it comes! You have me close as well. You're not allowed yet, not even remotely. Oh, God, yes! Phew, you're good, really good. So many different things I want to try. Like an Herbal Essences commercial.
The waterfall. Facial. Fatality.
No.
Here, get on top. I know you've been dying to do this. With a set as perfect as those, how can I resist? I don't know what it is, but I always love doing this. Maybe it's seeing your face clearly. Maybe it's because I have more control. Either way, it's fun. Feel good? Very. Those are so nice. Feel my soft breast squeeze around your shaft as you look down at me. Mmm, damn. Don't worry, you can stare at my tits all you want. I like when a man admires my body. Now I know you want more of me. Not sure how to ask this, but can I, for someone with your status, I'd expect you to be more forthright. Now try asking what you want again, but properly. Okay, I want to fuck you in the ass. Much better, you like naughty girls, huh? Very. Good, because I like it. I can be a bad little slut for you. Now fuck this ass. Oh boy. Don't stare at it. Fuck it. Well, okay, you can do both. Fuck yes. That's it. God, I have missed this. After you're done fucking me like that, I want you to slap my ass. Then I'm gonna fuck your brains out. Holy shit, this changed quickly. You wanted to fuck my ass, and that gets me in this mood. And you best like it, because we're not gonna stop until you come inside me. Yes, harder, harder! You continue to pound her from behind, your body slapping against hers. With each thrust, she moans in delight. Now come here and teach my slutty ass a lesson. You weren't kidding. Heh, it's just play. Little playful spank never hurt anyone. Well, not much. I don't know if I can. Such a nice ass. Well, that nice ass can take a little smack. Lifting your hand in the air, you begin to smack her ass. We'll try that again. Lifting your hand in the air, you begin to smack her across the ass multiple times. Ah, there we go. Such a bad girl. Only for you. Ow, okay. Probably enough of that. Too hard? Just right. I want to end this in a proper manner. How so? Get up here and I'll show you. Are you ready? For what exactly? I'm pretty sure you're going to love this position. Just let me slide down. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, that is deep. Hold tight. Time to work my magic. Carly pushes her body up and down with her ass tight around your cock. I can't hold on much longer. The horses are rounding the final corner. It's almost over now. Wow, that's not something I think I... just had an image of horses running across. And now they're rounding around. They're rounding the final corner.
That old song, Wild Horses.
I guess. You don't have the rights for that. Speeding to the finish line. Fuck, I'm gonna explode. That's it. Come with me. 3, 2, 1.
Then she launches like a rocket.
That would be funny. Finish my stallion. Now fuck. Yes, fill me up. Panting heavily. Wow. Just wow. What a ride. Are you feeling better? Yeah, I think so. Come on, take a seat next to me. That was nice. I really enjoyed that. Hey, I know you're not real, but I swear I know you. I get that a lot. No, I mean it. Just something about you. Well, I appreciate it. If you ever need a pick-me-up, you know where to find me. But, sadly, you still need to face your reality. You gonna be okay out there? I will, yeah. Hey, Sam, take your friend home. Sir, that is most unusual that an AI would give another AI orders. Listen to her, Sam. Yes, sir. Logging you out. Goodbye, Grim.
And then his room's painted like, what the hell happened?
Okay, Sam. Maybe I'll take you up on those offers more often. Glad to be of service. And then we're going to go to sleep.
Nothing better after.
I don't think this day could have gone any worse. Lights? You stubborn shit. Look at you. What the fuck are you doing? Ah! God damn it, Grim.
You made me punch this mirror.
Why did you have to bring up Caracas? That's the last thing I need right now. I can't do that again. Damn it, Grim. Cleo's voice comes in through a room speaker. Hey, Sonya, you alright? Not now, Kay. Just leave me alone. What? Should I order a replacement mirror? Are you spying on me? I spy on everyone. Then stop. If you want to talk about it. No. Sonya. Piss off, Kay. We don't need this job. Kay, fucking drop it. I said I'm fine. I'm fucking fine. You don't sound fine, but hey, what do I know? I've only been your friend for how long now? Shit, I'm sorry, Kay. I shouldn't have yelled at you. So, can we talk then? Not now, please. In that case, since you don't want to talk, maybe I can come over and get some booze in you and... Good try, Kay. You stay on your own team. Teams? What an archaic concept. We're living in the sexual renaissance. Enjoy yourself. How about VR? You don't like it? You can just disconnect. That doesn't even count. Sure it does. Hasta mañana, Kay. Get some sleep. I'm doing the same. You can give me shit tomorrow. Well, do, and I can tell I'm wearing you down. Sorry, Kay. There's only one girl I love. And we're going to be spending a lot of time together soon, aren't we, Sella? Up. What the hell? Wake up. Yeah. Okay. And with that, we're going to go ahead and end it. Okay. Man, this has been a very interesting episode. Yeah, this game is really good. I like the story. I like the sex scenes. I think it's all around a good game. And if you like it, you can support it on Patreon for not that much because I support it. Like, this is the only AVN I actually support. And dude's constantly working on renders. He's constantly improving this game, working on the story. I'm just really enamored with it. It's a completely different deal from being a dick, but I think it's in the same class. Like, this is way more mature and deep and more science, more sci-fi. So yeah, this one's an up-and-comer.
Well,
I think
it didn't happen on a college campus.
Yeah, this is way different. It shows that we can do more with these than just college, because there's so many games out right now, like Being a Dick, Fresh Women, Summer Crush just got finished. There's College Kings 1 and 2. There's so many of them. There's even College Arctic Adventures, which is really weird. But yeah, this is like what I would consider to be a real benchmark for the whole genre. It really is.
Yeah.
So I hope that this will kind of continue and there'll be more people making awesome games like this. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll see you next time with City of Broken Dreamers.